quoting on Rashi, Mem Amud Aleph. Rashi right after the Mishnah. Okay. So the Mor says, maybe Chemishim goes for everybody equally. So Zera argued, Yermu, would you say the Bas Malachim and the Bas Hadyotis get the same payments? When it comes to Boishas, obviously the Boishas, the embarrassment of the Bas Malachim is much greater. So it doesn't make sense that the Chemishim should include the equal payments for both of them. Hilchah Yoy Boishas, we would have to pay Boishas separately. The Mor says, well, we see the Torah says when an animal kills an Eved, he pays the master 30 shkolim. Gabi Eved shenocha shor shenos the Torah kitzur lamed shkolim. The Torah says the payment is 30 shkolim. And why aren't we worried over there that it doesn't make sense that we have an Eved which does Leker Margolius, which is a very very skilled work, gets paid 30, and then an Eved which is Maisa Machat Chaya Tefer, he's a tailor, also gets paid the same thing. We're not bothered over there. So you see, the Torah doesn't mind setting a set amount, even though there seems we would have argued that deservedly so it should be different. Elamar Reb Zeira Rashi says, Mehocha Mistabro Shein Boishes B'chal Chamishim. I'm going to prove you that the Boishes is not included in the 50. Deem Kain, because if it would be, Ein Hevesh Bein Bol Shlemo, the Bol Paguma. If the difference, we would end up with no difference whether he was boiled as Shlemo, woman who's never had any bia before, to a case of a woman who's a paguma. Now, how's the case of a woman who's a paguma who gets a kanas? She has to be a besula. Well, the case is she nibble shalokadarka.
What?
She's nibble shalokadarka. So she still has a besulim. But the other hand, in regards to the overall perception of the woman, she's already a paguma. She's had bia before. Ve'echanu hefer shebineim. So if they both pay 50, where's the difference? We were forced to say Shomano Kabi Boshus Kima Shinifka Makwar Ain Boshta Rav Kishlem. The Bosh is a separate payment, and a woman who's had the bia before, the Bosh is not the same. So more didn't like that answer either. Sabaya says Takas Isharino Kabi Khibishim Kesuk Siv. So we see this is for the act of being ma'ana her, of afflicting her. So this is beyond Bechlad, the Boshes Begam. There are other payments as well. Shenem Mishum Inu, they're not because of the affliction, but rather because of the results. For Yeshem Bashar Chayvlim, Shenem Bechlad said those are payments which we find other places as well. Okay, Begam Hu Nezik Hanishum Nami Bashar Chayvlim. Begam is a common is Nezik, which is applies to other scenarios as well. Okay. Morris Akasha, Raymond Lididot. So, how do we know the Bush of Begam go to the father? Bishlama can ask Steve, but that's not via Nara. Alahani, Lehevud Lididot, let these payments go to the girl. So it says, Bin Rabbi Sophia, the Gabi Nadorim Steve. The Torah wrote by Nadorim. V'mi ikal l'mishma minoa de b'mei nurea tloa kosta b'mei saviya. Whatever happens to b'mei nurea belongs to the father. The Mor says, really? He says, how do you know that the payment of the ma'asei yadayim of the daughter go to the father? It says, because he can sell her as a bita l'oma, hikish bas l'oma, so we equate the two, just like the Alma, the Maisida go to the father, the Bas, the Maisida go to, just like by the Alma, the Maisida go to the master, so by the Bas, the Maisidaim go to the father. So the word says, according to what you're saying, why don't we learn it out from Bin Rabbi Sevilla, typically? So why do we need this separate Pasuk? So what are we forced to say? We need this separate Pasuk because you can't learn out Mom and from Isser. typically elo kercho may hosim lo motzi the melev the huba forced the dorim exceed. That's written by forced the dorim, and you don't want that moment from Isser. So the Mor says, okay, that why don't you let up from the kanas? Nelev mikanosa ma kanosa lavia afshar shvachim moment neurim lavia. Just like the kanas goes to the father, this other moment neurim also goes to the father. So you can't let a moment from kanas. So Mor says, so how do we know that the father gets bushes of begam? Well, we start with the bushes of begam. The av have you. The father is, by marrying her off, with the Torah empowering the father to marry her off to whoever he wants to, is basically the Torah has put in his rishus the power to be mevayish her and be poigim her. Because if he wants the father the boy muscle the kach of the father can give her over to do kedushin with a bia. Now they come on. The father has the power to give her over for the kedushin of bia. Given the bia a little moment, the poigma or the vaisha, and so the mukashkin can pay the father to do this, and the father would have the right to get that money. So then, bershazu sahasha absidei hide the poigma. So now it comes out this person, her sort of beat him to it. And did it without the father's permission, has taken that money away from the father. So that payment belongs to the father. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Pigam. Rayon Osakilo, he shifted him Keres. So we take this woman. And we evaluate her. Had she been a shivka, she's being sold. How much would there be a difference between the value of her being a psula or a baula? So hechi shemina. The Mor says. So how do we calculate this calculation?
Why do we use the lowest barometer? Why don't we use that she was, let's say, a princess?
Yeah, but the problem is there's no market price for a princess. Right. The only market price we have, the only way you have a market price.
Just between kingdoms, I guess, yeah.
But she's not, the kingdoms, again, the payment over here is not the payment of marriage, is the payment of value.
Of what she's not worth anymore.
I understand, but how would you evaluate that? And there's no market price for that.
I don't know.
So what would you do? He's hiring her to work, so he'll pay a difference between the shivcha b'sula and shivcha b'ula. The Mor says, shivcha b'ula l'shamsha, my nafka l'mino. If he's hiring her for being mishamish, which is what he buys the shivcha for, so what's the difference between whether she's a b'sula or b'ula? What does he care? Ella. If he's hiring, he's buying her, he wants to give his eved a woman to live with, so he'll pay a different price if she's a shivcha basula as opposed to if she's a ba'ula. Versus why should he pay difference for his eved? What does he care? He's just giving her a woman. What's the difference to him if the Abbot gets a psula or b'ula? Versus be'Abbot, she yeshta loyla rabba karas ruach hemena. An Abbot which the master likes, and he would like to, in some way, give the Abbot back some type of pleasure. And the pleasure of psula is different than the pleasure of a b'ula. And that's how you would calculate the difference. So, Rashi, my nafkele. She's there for work, so why does the master care whether she's a psula or a bula? Mor says the difference is he wants to marry this if he'd want to marry this woman to his abbot. What difference does it make to the master in b'ulahi? Mikabin Mori Elashia Hula and Vladis. The main thing is the master wants that they should have children. So what's the difference? She's a psulur bula. Where says Karach Ruach? She's Zori Bavadosa. The Eved is very diligent in his work. So the master wants to give him back a favor. Okay. So the Mishnah, so this, we have this Mishnah before. We pointed out before that this time of this Mishnah is Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that the right, the payment for Knas only is by a Nar, not by a Ketana. Kobakam Shiesh Mecher and Knas. So whenever the father has the ability to sell his daughter, which is only up to the age of becoming a Gedola, when she's a Ketana, so there's no Knas. Romero holds there's no Knas by a Ketana. Kobakam Shiesh Knas ain't Mecher. Tana yesh lo mecher vein lo kenas. Nara yesh lo kenas vein lo mecher. Habageris ein lo loy mecher v'lo kenas. So, Zekrashi, kovachim sheish mecher la'av v'bitoy. When the father has the right to marry her, to sell her, tana b'katnusim when she's katana, ein lo bo kenas. The ein kenas the katana. Mayor holds there's no kenas by katana. Kovachim sheish kenas mishi nara. There is kanas, ain mecher. The father no longer has the power to sell her. The Tanya, yochel yimker adam bitoy kashinara. I would think maybe the father could sell her when she's a nara, a marta. You should say the following thought process. It says, kabel kaver. Mechura kvar yoytsa achshav. A girl who's been sold before. She comes a nara, she's freed automatically. Shana Makura and Adin Shaloti Makra, so a woman has never been sold yet, for sure cannot become, if this state has ability to remove her from being married, from being sold, and freeing her, for sure it should prevent the sale to start with. Omer Bihuda Murab, Zatumura, Zudir Meir. This, that the Ketana doesn't have Kenas, is Rameir's opinion. That the Chachamim say that a Ketana does get a Kenas. And therefore there's a case where there will be Kenas at the same time as there is Mecher. The Tanya Bas Ketana Bas Yemecher Be'ashla B'Shei Saris Yesh La Mecher Vein La Kenas. Rameir, the Bryce is talking, it's Rameir talking. From the moment she's born until she reaches physical halachic maturity, she comes to Gedola, he can sell her. Ve'en lo kenas, there's no kenas. Mishatavi Shesaris, Ashati Bogir, from the time she became a Gedola until she becomes a Bogiris, Yesh lo kenas, ve'en lo mecher. There's no longer mecher, but there is kenas, the Ibir Meir. Shayir Meir Omer, Kolmokim Sheesh Mecher ain't kenas, Kolmokim Sheesh Kenas ain't mecher. Vachomer Omerim, Tanam ibas gimel shanam yemecha, vashidi bugger yesh lo kenas. Chachamim said there is kenas starting from the age of 3, which is considered royal, that the mice of bia is considered a bia, until she becomes a begaris. If somebody is ma'anas, he pays the kenas. Where it says, did you mean kenas in mecha? Loi ema af kenas memokam mecha. My time with the mayor. So why did the mayor say, how do we know that the two are exclusive, that the there's no kenas by katana? So Amr Krop, Velosiela Isha, and we darshaned before, that she gets to choose if she wants to marry him. So that means we're talking about somebody who is of the age to be able to make a choice. She's talking about a girl who is normally can marry herself off. Rabbanan. So, what are the Rabbanan with this pasuk? So, Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Kra. It says now the Torah wrote the word Nara without a hay, but it means it's read Nara. I feel a ketana b'mashma. That word which includes a ketana as well. The fact that it's written without a hey indicates it's referring to a ketana. Okay. So the Baal changed the girsa to Na'ara Nun Ayin Resh. The Torah wrote it as Nar. It's read as Na'ara to tell you even Ketana. So Shemar Rapapa Bereder of Chanan Mibay Klukis. So Rapapa Bereder of Chanan from the place called Beit Kluchis, or the family called Beit Kluchis, and he heard this pshat. Also, Omer Kameda of Simi Barashi, he told Simi Barashi this statement in the name of Resh Lakish. Omer Simi Barashi said back to Rav Chanan, Rav Papa Breda Rav Chanan, Omer Atun Aha Masnitzalot. That's what your Masara is, to say what Resh Lakish was referring to. Anan Ohama Sinala. We have Resh Lakish going on a different point. Om Resh Lakish. Hamatzi Shemra Ala Ketana is Potter. Case where the she's married, she's Nar Marosa. The husband claims that she was Mizana. It turns out that that's not true. So the Torah says that he pays normally a peknas of 100 shkolim of Hiris Potter. Shemar, it says, Nasuva via hanara, and here it's written with a hey, Nara Moli Dibra Kosov. It has to be a full Nara, which means a not a katana. Okay. So that's like the flip side of what you have over here. You see that he holds that only when it has the hay at the end is that a full nara. Without the hay, the ketana would not be included. So you're saying that therefore the flip of that is the case is written without the hay, it's referring to a ketana. Okay. Masla Ravada Barahva. Ravada Barahva has difficulty with this quote we have from Resh Lakish now. Because time in the Kosev Rachmana Nara, it sounds like from you. The whole reason why there's no Mutishem Rabbi Ketana is because the Pasuk wrote Nara with a hey. All of Haki have a mina feel a Ketana, but were not for the fact that he wrote it with a hey. You would have included a Ketana as well. It can't be, Voksiv. The Pasuk continues and says, Vimemes Hoya Hadabur Hazeh. No Nim Subsulim Nara. The Pasuk continues and says, He makes his claim that she's been Mizana. See, if it's not true, he has to pay. And if it is true, so then, she's Nara Marosa, which is Mizana, it's Chai Misa. So, the Pasuk is referring to a girl who potentially could get Misa. So it's not referring to Ketana, and that's where the Torah wrote that if he was Matzi Shemra, he pays a Kanas. So Ketana is not included. The Torah says that the Torah wrote the word Nara over here more late. There are multiple times in the Torah where the actual Torah writes the word Nara without a hay at the end. But the reason why the Torah wrote the word Nara over here, Mole, is to teach me that just like over here we've proven from the fact that it's potentially a key of Misa, they were talking about specifically a full Nara, and the Torah wrote the Nara with a hey, is to teach me that everywhere else in the Torah I should look back to here as for guidance. If it's written with a hey, it means Dafka a Nara. If it's not written with a hey, it means even a Ketana. Alakan Nara. Kolmokam Shenemer Nar, without the hay at the end, and it's read with a hay. Feel Ketana b'mashma. So the Torah wrote it over here by Matishemra, not to teach me the Lacham Matishemra, because I would have no Habamina, but to use this as a source to everywhere else how to understand what type of nara we're referring to. Dr. Ashi, to the Remeir, Dhamma ain't Kanas Lakhtana. The Remeir says there's no Kanas. Mibaski Moshonim should be also Bia, Bain Bisalech. As Chum is saying, from the age of three and above, there is Kanas. Morris says it means Kanas, but Mechaloi, but to me, it's read as a question. The answer is Av Kanas Melkam Mechar. Mishatei Ruya Labia, Ashatabi Ishtei Saris, Havitavayu. As soon as she's born, the father can sell her up to the age of two saris. When she turns three, until stay saris, there's both. There's mecher and kanaz. After she becomes a gadarlo, until she becomes a begaris, there's kanaz and not mecher. When she becomes a saris, that should debugger kanaz, will I mecher. My time with the mayor, the Amr Ketana in Ein Lekanaz. Why does he say Tana? There's no kenas. Number Kroa, Kabi kenas is a belosi of the Yisha. We understand. We understand it means, but Mahava Atzma, a woman who can marry herself off. Mishiyesh biyada lahakdus Atzma the Yishus akasim medaber. Okay. So what's shot in the Chachamim? It says the word Naro Choser to tell me even a Ketana. So Rav Rashi said, but you learn on this. Homestee law the Hadrish Lakish, Dummer Kalakam Shanithav Nara Beloy Hey, Kinan Naara. It's written Nar without the hay, but it's read with Naara as if to be a hay. Laman al Khtana, but it's coming to tell me even a Khtana. So you said it's referring to this pasuk written by Ma'anis, a girl who's a psula, who's not married. But we learn it's going on a different case. Shemra, I'm talking about a girl who was married, and the husband is claiming she was mezana. The pasuk says that he'd say that about a katana potter, the ba'onshur semeya kesef. It says hanara moleksiv, referring to a full fledged nara, not a katana. So Mor says, okay. Alkan Nara. Hayaksiv Nara Mole. The fact this is the word Nara over here, Mole, Lab Bluye Aleha, it's not coming to teach me the Allah, but it's a Shemra. Because I know already. Because I know that from the fact that there's a potential key of Unshim. It has to be a Nara. But rather, Alakomokam Shemra Nar Choser. It's teaching me every case where the Torah wrote the word Nara without the hay. It's Choser. It teach me how should I look at those. Here, with the only cases, it's referring to Nara because there has to be an Einish Ksiv Nara Mole. It's a written Mole. If it's written without a Mole, hey, I feel a Mektana B'mash. Okay.
What does Rabbi Meir do with that?
Doesn't feel that that's. He has some other drasha, but it's not coming to teach me halacha in regards to the age of the girl. Yeah. Okay. Zot the Mishnah. The armor petiti esbido shaploni. Person comes and makes a claim. He was a fata, so-and-so's daughter. He's admitting to Besdin that he was a fata to her. Michelle and Boishas Pagam al-Piyatsa. Boishas and Pagam and the devaluation of the girl are payments a person can pay based on his own admission. They're considered moment. A person's come to the mitzvah that he does wasn't committed in dummy. Sees mitzvah that he owes the money. He has to pay. Ben Michel Kanas. He doesn't pay Kanas because mitzvah by Kanas is potter. So the Kanas party would not have to pay. So Misha says similarly, Yomer Ganafti, person admits that he was going to. So Mishalim is a Karen up here. So he pays the Karen. Pay Mishalim to Tashem Kevul with the Shem Berber Chamisha. You would not pay Kevul or Dal Vehei based on the Old Mishnah. Those are Kenaz. Okay. Hey Mishari as Ploini. If a person is Mehi that his shore killed a person. Oshorish Ploini. Or my animal killed somebody else's shore. Reza Mishal Mopiatzma. The payment for killing a shore is a moment. One shore kills another shore. It's a payment of a moment. A shore kills a person. The Torah, if he does it, in the case of the animals of Mu'ud, the owner pays kaifer. So that's not Knas. That's a form of payment, the Torah is Machayev, to replace the loss, and that acts as a kaparos. So that's considered like moment. Let's say, however, Hema Shari Abda Shaploni, if he's made that his shur killed an Eved, the Torah says there's a set amount of 30 shkolim. Then a person does not pay his own admission. That's might have been Knas's potter. Zeklau. Kol Mashalim Yeser Al Masha Hizik and a Mashalim Al Piatzim. Any person who pays more than the amount of the damage, that payment is not moment. It's Knas. And the Knas, the person does not pay based on his own admission. Why does the Mishnah move to a case of Mefata? What about the case of Anes? That halacha that a person is admitting to Knas doesn't have to pay. We learn from Hashir Hashir and Elohim, Prat L'Mashiach is Atzma. The person incriminates himself. He doesn't pay. There's the Torah, some of the payment of Knas. So the Torah says the payment of Knas has to be something which the Bezdin creates, not what the person himself is admitting to. Hey, Mishari es Ploini, Reini Chai Bekarfer. If my animal killed a person, it happened three times, so he pays Kaifer from that point onwards. Reini Mishal Mopiatzim, the Kasabar Kufra Mamona, because this Tana holds that Kaifer is a form of moment. My animal killed and somebody's habit, and therefore I'm chayv the 30 shkolim. And Mishalim, the knas nino shafilu ein yofa dinner leshin shleshim. That's considered a knas because if the habit was very, very minimally worth, he pays the full amount. So he's paying above and beyond the damages. So what is that payment? That payment must be it's a knas. Knas, a person doesn't pay, and it's based on his own admission.